Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. The National Music Museum is opening its 2016 live season this Friday with T. Wilson King playing historic and vintage guitars from the museum's acclaimed collection. T. Wilson King is here with us now. Welcome to the studio, T.
Thank you, Lori. It's good to be back.
And we're also joined by Arian Sheets.
Thanks for having me.
And give me an idea, Arian, you're from the museum itself. Tell me your position there again.
Yeah, I'm curator of stringed instruments.
Curator of stringed instruments. So where do you want to start? This is a kickoff of a live series, correct?
Right. You know more about that than I do. The brown bag program.
The 2016, yeah. Tell us about the program
itself.
Yeah,
well, they're a mix of concerts and also performances, well, not performances, but movies that are hosted downtown at one of the theaters. And so it's kind of a variety of different things. So you can keep your eye on the museum's calendar to see the upcoming events.
Right here in Vermilion, open to the public. Are they free? Are they?
There is an admission charged for the movie theater, and for the evening events, the lunchtime program, I believe, is free.
Sure. T, let's go to you and let's talk music and guitars. Tell me a little bit about yourself as a musician.
Well, I've been playing for about over five decades now, and a lot of places in the country, and moved to Vermilion about 1981. Met Andre at the museum, and then we had a thing where we got a BB King guitar in there, a Lucille. And since then, I've been trying to do anything I can over there to help him out. Andre actually called me the unofficial goodwill ambassador for the museum, so I just go around, try to promote it as much as I can.
Sure. So for this first concert, what are you going to be playing on?
Well, we will be playing a 1953.
Yeah, 1953 J-185.
Which Gibson.
Is a Gibson acoustic guitar, a jumbo style, you know, very popular in the 50s, country players, early rock and roll.
A very sweet guitar. I've held it a few times and played it. In fact, I played it for Night at the museum about a year ago.
So give me an idea of when you have an instrument in the collection, is it good for it to be played? Is it? How does that affect getting out and playing it? How does it affect it as a piece of the museum's?
Well, we're gonna be playing four instruments. It's kind of a myth that instruments have to be played to be kept up.
That's not what I tell my daughter about her cello.
That's totally fine every day for an hour.
Well,
tell her that it'll make her cello very sad if it doesn't get practiced upon.
But these instruments are not sad.
They're not sad. The ones we selected, like I said, the J-185, our Gibson Explorer, which is one of the rarest and most important Gibson electric guitar models from 1958.
It was owned by John Entwistle.
John Entwistle of the Who. Sure. We have a Dobro, which is a resonator guitar. It's an all-metal guitar that was made in 1978. We have a guitar that was made for Barbara Mandrell. It's a slide steel that's a crutch when she got very injured in a car accident made in 1984. It was made as a get-well gift.
So can it be used as a crutch and as a guitar?
It can. It looks like a crutch. It'll be fun to look at and fun to hear. All these instruments are very healthy instruments. We know the condition is very good so that they can handle playing. Most of the instruments in the museum are not in playable condition. That requires a lot of maintenance, a lot of work, and sometimes can damage them to keep them playing. But these are all very healthy instruments.
How often do they get played?
Not very often.
The staff break out of the cases
at
night. No. There's no jam session.
So this is really a very special occasion, and I highly recommend coming to hear T play them. He does a great job with our historic instruments.
The Dobro, no, that's the last one that was made, isn't it? It was just made from parts laying around the...
Yeah, the guys that made it, the Dopiero brothers, started their company in the 20s in Los Angeles, and they eventually moved to Chicago and got out of the business, but they still had parts laying around, so it's essentially new old stock. You know, they made it out of parts that they already had for a specific client, and so it's basically, you know, as if it was a 30s instrument, but made, you know, only 37 years ago.
T, give me an idea of what kind of music did you make up this program yourself and decide what you were going to play?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'll be making up most of it right at the show. But I do have a plan, and then I get there, and it's like, well, we'll see where this goes. You never know where it's going to go when you get that instrument in your hand sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I'll be doing traditional finger-picking type stuff, maybe some jazzy stuff, some blues, some slide guitar on the dobro for sure, mm-hmm. and, of course, Barbara's lap steel made out of the crutch. And so it'll be quite a mix of material.
What kind of access have you had to the instruments before the show? How often do you get to actually have them in your hands?
Well, 2 minutes before the show, they come in. No, I'm kidding out there in Radio Land. This week, as a matter of fact, I'm going over there the next few days and messing around with
But even with that time, I'm sure there's an element of discovery during the performance for you as well as the audience.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to see what happens myself because you never know where it's going to go. Especially when I'm just doing an instrumental, and these will mostly be instrumentals, actually. There might be some vocals, but I like to kind of get lost on it in a way and then just find my way back to where it was. And in the meantime, who knows what.
How do you develop the skill to do that and just trust that process to get? I guess I'm talking to you as an artist now. You know, when did you get to that point as an artist where you could just say, I'm going to go for a while and I'm going to come back and it's all going to be good?
I'm hoping by like Thursday.
By Thursday.
Yeah. Improvisation is really a major part of music. If you've been playing quite a while, and I played a lot of blues and folk stuff, so you just kind of play with other people and learn how to just flow with it and see what comes out. I don't know, it just kind of developed naturally over the years. I guess I've been doing it since 1970 as a career, or quotation marks career, I guess.
What is that experience like for you when it goes particularly well?
What would the word be? It's elating, and it's fun to discover tones or things. I mean, different guitars, they just bring out different things in you, and you never know what it's going to be at that time, so it's very interesting.
So these instruments that you're playing for this upcoming show, do you have a sense of their character and them as individual instruments, what they're going to offer you as a musician, what you might offer back?
The Explorer is, I've played Gibson Explorers before, but this one, since it's quite a valuable instrument, I'm going to try not to think about that while I'm playing it, because, you know, in case I bump it or something, and that won't happen, of course, but I don't know, each one just has a different characteristic, and
so
I can't remember what the question was.
Well, I was just talking about the different characters of each of those instruments, what they're offering you as a musician, and what you might offer back was what the question was.
I see. Well, on the J185, that is really a sweet-sounding Gibson that just rings out so well. So probably some alternating finger-picking in the style of, say, Mississippi John Hurt, or some other people that develop finger-style stuff. The slide guitar of the dobro, it'll be some open tuning stuff in the styles, probably. Well, just for a point of reference, I don't know, I can't think of any names right now.
I'm kind of going blank, but it's easier when you have the instrument with you, I'm sure, and then it just kind of
happens. Yeah, it's open tunings for the most part on the dobro and the crutch guitar, but the other ones will be in standard tuning.
Yeah. Arian, tell me a little bit about the museum itself. I've been in Vermilion for over a month now, but I haven't been there yet, I'm ashamed to say. Tell me why do I need to go there right away?
Why you need to go to the museum?
What can I expect? Yeah.
Well, I think the general reaction when people come the first time is, wow, this is not what I expected. This is way bigger, way more interesting. There's amazing stuff here. I mean, that was certainly my reaction coming to the museum for the first time 21 years ago, or 22 years ago, was, wow, they've got the real thing. We have everything from instruments from the European Renaissance that are 500 years old to things like this Gibson Explorer, which are sort of the ultimate collector vintage electric guitar, to things made recently and you know, non-Western instruments. It's just it's a very interesting collection. It's also the largest museum collection in this country, probably the world. It's really a world-class institution.
Do you actively collect as you go on? Are you acquiring things?
We're concentrating less on collecting than we used to, because we have such a large collection, but we do add things to the collection that add historical value that we don't already have represented and are of historical significance. But mainly we're focusing more now on, we have an upcoming building addition and major renovation that we're raising money for, and also making things more accessible online, new website. We've got a new database system. So a lot of the back end stuff has taken the front role.
Why did you decide to kick this season off with guitars? With the access to everything that you have, what made guitars the premier event of the...
Well, I think T is always on our programming lineup. He's a really great ambassador, as our previous director Andre said. He's a great ambassador for the museum. He's been just a real trooper about playing for us on short notice. And you know, we've got a great guitar player right here, and we've got a collection that has a lot of playable instruments. And it seemed like the right time to share some of these instruments with the public in a way that they don't normally get to experience them, which is through hearing them.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to say about the upcoming show or the guitars themselves, T?
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on them again. And I just want to tell everybody to start saving their wows up, because when you get to that museum and start looking around, you're going to run out of them. So bring as many as you can.
Bring your wows. You've been listening to T. Wilson King, guitarist who is playing on the upcoming 2016 live season at the National Music Museum this Friday, correct?
Correct. Noon.
At noon. And Arian Sheets, curator of stringed instruments.
Yes.
I got that right. Also with the National Music Museum. Thank you so much for coming. After the break, images of the past and the visit of Calvin and Mrs. Coolidge. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.